Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing Minnesota and your community. First of all, can you please tell us what is your zip code to make sure we speak to all areas in Minnesota?
55110.
55110, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Black, African American.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
No children.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm conservative. I don't have a party.
Okay. And thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Dissatisfied. The black community is terrible.
Very dissatisfied or just somewhat?
Very.
And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? Much worse, or somewhat?
Much worse.
Okay. And what do you think are the most important issues facing your communities today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. I have
money.
A short list.
Money.
I know.
We weren't able to carry any wealth to our family.
I have a short list. And
yeah.
You can select the top three, okay? I know all are important, but the top three from the list. I have climate change and the environment.
Okay. Reducing
racism.
Finance, housing, and...
But I have a short list, okay? Maybe you can help us out with the list. I have climate change and the environment, reducing racism and discrimination, reproductive or maternal health, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, access to quality education, affordable quality healthcare, public safety, including violence, or rising cost of living. From the list, the top three issues most important to you.
Reproductivity, cost of living, cost of housing.
Okay. And just... let me find the answer, okay? And now, what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please, again, select up to three. Initiatives that will make you feel safe. I have alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. The next one is increased gun control statewide, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, or the last two, increase police presence, or the last one, decrease police presence. The top three initiatives.
Increase police presence, increase security,
and the last one, alternative first responders to police, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention initiative, or decreased police presence. Just one more.
Increased police presence. Employment.
More employment opportunities.
More easier employment, more attention to experience versus education.
Okay, thank you. And what aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three again. Three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. I have support for victims of crime, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, emergency response services, juvenile justice program, community engagement and cooperation, drug and substance abuse prevention, mental health support services, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, or the last one, neighborhood watch initiatives. The three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community.
None of them. I don't. This is too many questions. Just end the call.
But I'm sure we're 55% now. It will take just a few minutes more. Can you please help us out?
No.
Okay, but thank you for your time.